friend Hayley Williams is here from Paramore.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, you're nice, aren't you?
I'm just
having a little chat.
I'm on the radio right now. So.
Oh, right. Okay. As soon as you leave, you'll be like, who was that?
Oh, God. That was miserable.
Yeah. How are you? All right?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm excited. I don't know. I like London. It's cool.
There's lots of people outside with big umbrellas waiting for you.
Yeah. I hung out for a second with a few fans before we popped in. They were so awesome. It's cool because it's usually like a few of the same kids every time. So it's really nice. It's like, oh, hello. Good to see you.
The same people outside today, is it?
Yeah, actually, can I give a little shout-out really quickly? I got this little sheet of paper. Hello, this is a shout-out, to Rachel, Lauren, Sophie, and I believe Lindsay. That's for you guys.
Are they outside?
Shout-out. I believe so. I mean, I was given this note, and I asked to give a little shout-out.
They won't be hearing anything else that we say now, because they'll just be going, So, when did you get here? Because you've been all over Europe, have you?
Yeah, we got in last night. Pretty, I mean, not too late, but whatever. I mean, I haven't really done anything.
Are you first class on the plane these days, Hayley?
No.
You're not?
No. Actually, we fly business class a lot of times when we're on tour and we're headed overseas. Anything like over 6-7 hours, yeah. We're like, no way I'm getting in the economy. Not a good idea. Okay. But for here, because actually British Airways is on strike right now.
Yeah.
That's rubbish.
I know.
It's what you guys like to call rubbish.
Yes,
and
it is.
And it sucks because, you know, we...
Yeah. Did that cause you problems getting here?
Yeah, we actually... It took us 4 flights to get to Stockholm.
And four?
4 flights. I wanted to kill someone. I wanted to kill myself by the end of it. And then coming back, it just kind of changed our schedule around. But, I guess it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. What food did you have on the plane?
To get here,
sorry,
it was like...
I'm obsessed with plane food.
Oh, yeah, I kind of am, too. To get here, I had chicken curry.
Mm. Do you like the little packets it comes in? It's just so great.
Yes.
It doesn't taste like real food, but it's still amazing. I love it, too.
Give me more. I'm going to start taking it home to my house.
Did you get, like, a little bread roll?
Yeah, of course.
And anytime
it's possible, always get the croissant on a plane.
Of course, yeah.
Make sure of it.
And the small tub of orange juice?
Yeah. It's like you're in a hospital.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Yeah.
One question that's come in more by far than any other is about your hair. So let's
really?
Just, can we get the hair questions out of the way?
Please.
I know all the boys will be like, oh, God, this is boring. but the girls want to know, yeah. And I promised I'd ask, so I'll get this out of the way. 4 quick-fire questions about your hair. Okay, 1, what's your original hair color?
No idea.
2, how many times have you dyed it?
Like, probably 639.
3, how do you get it to stay that bright?
I never wash it, and I never take care of it, and I never brush it.
You never wash your hair?
Well, I do wash it every once in a while, but it's like, kind of like, what's the point? I'm going to get on stage and sweat loads, you know? It's just going to be dirty.
Yeah, because your shows are, they're pretty hectic, aren't they?
Our shows are insane!
Yeah.
No, they're fun, yeah.
I was going to ask you, actually, you know when you come off stage with the other guys,
yeah.
Do you ever sniff any of the other members of Paramore? And who's the stinkiest after the show?
Yes, actually, I am so thrilled that you asked this question.
Being the only girl, okay? They're boys, and you just must go and go...
Yeah, can I tell you that I like for people to actually sniff my armpits.
You do?
After shows, I have been known on the Warped Tour to go around and let not only members of my band, but members of other bands...
Smell me!
Yes, exactly. I believe Fat Mike from NoFX has smelled my armpits once.
Wow.
Once before.
Yeah. I mean, how is it kind of a beefy smell? What smell?
No, actually, I've got a great description. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It smells like citric acid lemonade. but that is after wearing like the same clothes like for weeks on end, like on the Warped Tour every day, just gross and never washing your clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you live on the tour bus? Do you?
Yes.
Right, okay. With the boys?
Mm-hmm.
Boys smell.
And they hog the Xbox, too.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's no good.
What's the worst thing about being on tour with boys? Apart from the boys smell in the bus.
I think, honestly, it's the worst thing about being on tour with the boys is actually, you know, being the girl and being the smelliest and the messiest and the most scatterbrained and being like, well, I'm the only girl, but it's actually, I'm the worst of them all. Okay. Like, it sucks.
Did I get to question 2 or 3 about the hair?
Probably, like, 1.
No, did I ask how do you get it to stay that bright?
Yeah, you did.
All right, okay. Next. What hair dye do you use?
Anything from, like, which I'm not sure how many people know. I don't even know if it's like a thing that's only in the U.S. or what, but Pravana has really, really good colors, and Redken and Inkworks by Paul Mitchell is really good.
Oh, that's, seriously, that's made so many girls happy.
Well, there you go.
Thank you. You don't do it yourself, do you? You don't stand over the sink with those plastic gloves on. And,
I agree.
Because that stinks.
I did do that, and it's the worst. Like, me, the guys and I, we all used to, like, once a tour, would, like, cut hair and, like, try to make ourselves look a little bit better and not, like, such homeless people. But the guys would dye my hair with me and, like, cut my hair for me, and we would just leave hotels like a mess. It would look like we killed someone in the back. And it was always pretty fun, too, you know, knowing that we were kind of leaving that for some sweet little girl that just finally got a job at the hotel, and she's like, ah!
Orange and red blood bath.
Yeah, it's perfect. And then I met this guy, Brian, in Nashville. I was like actually looking for a certain kind of yellow, and I couldn't find it anywhere, and you have to have a license, which I don't have, to get like certain dyes. So I was like, I'll just go into this place. It was called the Pink Mullet. I was like, surely they're going to
have
exactly what I need. So I go in and I meet Brian, and like literally we just hit it off, and he's been dyeing my hair and just having a blast with this hair since I was 17.
Right.
I'm 21 now.
You have to get a license for hair.
For certain dyes. I mean, it's like, you know, you have to be a professional.
Okay, right. Sorry, boys. You can tune back in now. The hair questions.
Hello,
Hi, boys. Welcome back. Hannah wants to know if you've ever played your own song on Guitar Hero.
Yes. My friends.
That must be a pretty amazing feeling.
Oh, it's such a great. Yeah. Well, actually, it's pretty funny. My friends, like, you know, I go back home, and like a lot of my friends are in bands back, like local bands and like, you know, punk bands, and it's kind of funny to them, I think, that like here I am and they're hanging out in my house, and then like my song's on Guitar Hero, so you know they think it's funny to like make me play Misery Business, and then like my little character comes popping out like woo, and it looks just like me, and it's all embarrassing, and then
that must be quite weird to have been characterized like
that. Yeah, I mean, no, it's amazing, but like when your friends are making you sing along to it, it's definitely not like the most. It's not the proudest moment.
And they're last all time, pointing and laughing.
Yeah, of course, and I just have to make a joke out of it, but. The best part was last time we did that, the cops came over and were like, we were being too loud. This is when I still lived in my apartment.
Uh-huh.
And the cops came over and were being like, but it seemed almost as if they were hanging outside our door waiting for the song to finish. Because like as soon as the last note hit, they were like, and we opened the door and they're just like smiling really big, like, hello.
Hi, it's the police.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weren't you're on the Sims 2 game as well.
Yeah, that's been around for a while now too.
But you had to, did you have to learn Simlish?
I made it up.
You made it up?
I mean, I didn't make up Simlish as a whole.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
You know, like,
you didn't invent the language.
I'm not that much of a genius.
Yeah.
But I made up, they were like, hey, we want you to sing your song, like, just take a sheet of paper and write down a bunch of gibberish words. And I was like, okay, sounds easy enough, I guess.
So it was quite easy.
Yeah, I mean, the hardest part was actually like, because, you know, I repeat in the chorus, it's the same words. So it's kind of like figuring out what gibberish was important enough to actually repeat. And I think it sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Can you remember any of it?
No, I can't. Like, you know when, like, you can hear it in your head, but you can't really, like, I can't really make it come out of my mouth. It's like, it was something that sounded like a really bad French and Mexican, like, or French and Spanish, like, kind of thing that was sort of happening. And I don't know where that influenced.
Did you actually write anything down for that?
Yeah, I wrote it out. I wish I still had the sheets of paper. I bet you the guy that recorded it, who was one of my friends, I bet you he's still, because he keeps everything in a journal. He's got everything that we've ever recorded together, which is pretty fascinating.
Okay, we're going to chat more in a second. Got some time?
If I have to, I guess.
You hating this? You're telling me the interviews in Germany were better?
So, only exception, really slow, very boring. Can you tell me why is this?
They didn't say that.
No, not yet, but I expect it.
quite honest in Germany, I like that.
Yeah,
of an interview.
Too.
So, not as good as your other work.
Radio 1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This is Radio 1, and that was Paramore and The Only Exception. We made that record of the week a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, thank you.
That's all right.
That rules.
Yeah, I like that song a lot.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
I think it is much better than other stuff that we've done.
Oh, why is this? Thank
hey,
you.
I found the Simlish bit.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I saw it. J. Sorry for Nolan Dye. See what I'm saying? It's kind of French and kind of Spanish. What?
I know, amazing.
What does that mean?
What does it all mean? I've got another one of our listeners, Ellie. She wants to know that you fell on her in her sleep the other night.
I am terribly sorry.
She's got a poster of you on her ceiling.
See?
Oh. It fell off. You know, like sometimes the adhesive comes down and then Ellie woke up and actually she tore you in half because of the fright. When she woke up, she was like, so your head's been ripped off now.
Oh, I'm offended.
Yeah. Sarah, one of our listeners, wants to know if you like or are aware of Glee.
Glee, I am aware of it, and you know what? I find it really hard to keep up with a lot of television shows, but that's one that I do want to get the DVD set of it. But I have, like, right now, I'm really stoked to see True Blood when the new season, and then the new season of Dexter whenever that happens. And I have not ever watched Lost either.
No, I don't care about that.
You don't care about Lost? Okay, see, that's how I am.
I think people have lost interest. No, I know, there are some people, there's going to be a backlash now, there are some people that are still following it. They're still following it, hoping that it'll come to an end in a manner that they find satisfying, but it's not going to happen.
It's never going to happen, right?
They're making it up.
Do you remember the end of The Sopranos?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. Would you ever let one of your songs go on, like something like Glee, do you think?
Oh, totally, yeah. I mean... apparently some of the actors in the show like are big fans of the band. And I wanted to meet them at People's Choice Awards, but we didn't run into each other.
I think Lady Gaga just said yes.
Really?
And they're doing a Madonna special as well. That'd be pretty cool.
Madonna would be super cool. I mean, I'm a big Lady Gaga fan too, but like I really hope they do like some old Madonna songs.
Have you met Lady Gaga?
No. Oh my God. I probably wouldn't be standing here, I'm sitting right now, but I probably wouldn't be here because I would just die of happiness.
Got a picture on my phone that's going to make you quite jealous.
No, are you kidding?
Yeah. I just went to
was
the,
she here?
She was at the Brit Awards recently. I show this picture to all my friends. I'm really... If I'm boring, you just tell me.
It's okay. I used to have a picture with the Victoria's Secret model on my phone.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I haven't deleted it. Sure. Oh, no.
If you deleted it, I wouldn't know if we could finish this interview.
Hang on.
Let me see.
Yes, you're jealous.
She's grabbing your face!
Yep.
It's almost as if you're being enveloped by Lady Gaga.
Amazing. How good is that?
I need that to be me.
Yeah. She's
so
great.
So much. No, and she seems in interviews when you actually like watch her just, you know, she's just talking like it's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. I was watching a video this morning because I follow this Tumblr blog that, you know, posts like pictures and videos and artwork that all has to do with Lady Gaga, and it was actually a video of a show she did in New Zealand where she was just like clearly just super exhausted, like jet lagged, I think she said in the quote.
Oh, is it the one where she kind of collapsed and
then
carried on?
Sort of late. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy. This isn't, she just like lays down and she really tries to finish the song. I mean, it's funny because there's only been two or three shows in our band's whole career so far, like in 6 years, that I've almost passed out or had to lay down or sit down on the stage. And like she's been playing out for a long time, but since she became this massive, like I think it's already happened to her a few times. And like it's just because she's nuts. Like she goes and goes and goes. Like I really respect Lady Gaga.
Everyone loves her.
Yeah, no matter what genre either that they're into, whether it's punk music or pop music, everyone loves her.
So you might lend one of your songs to Glee. What would you love your songs to be on? Would you let them do commercials with your songs on?
Like, wait, are we talking outside of Glee now? We're just talking
about
Coca-Cola commercial.
Furniture ads.
Furniture ads, Lysol.
Mouthwash commercial.
Febreze would be
Febreze
nice.
Febreze would be good.
Great for our
what
band.
What song could be for Febreze?
Oh, the only exception, because it's like, that's the only time we smell all right.
That's right.
Febreze. Spray it in your armpits.
The only exception.
I like that. Yeah.
That was a big advert for Febreze.
I'm sorry about that. Give me free Febreze.
Yeah. There are other products available that do exactly the same thing.
For cheaper, like, maybe? Or
Maybe, yes.
Okay.
I don't know. Have you ever been offered so much money to do something, like you said no because the thing they asked you to endorse was rubbish? You don't have to say what the thing was.
Oh, I don't even mind. There's not like a particular brand, but have you ever heard of like My Sweet 16 or My Super Sweet 16?
Yeah, on MTV.
Complete and utter, absolute, terrible thing.
Yeah. It's basically, if you've not seen it, it's a really spoiled 16-year-olds who have a big party to celebrate their 16th birthday, and they're just spoiled brats.
It is the demise of our generation, folks. Yeah. And we got asked to do it for, like, some crazy amount for some girl that may or may not even have heard of our band. You know, her dad just trying to get, like, scene points or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know, dude. I could never be a part of that. I don't know. I don't know what it would take to get our band to play that.
Yeah. It's one of those shows where it's like, oh my god, my dad didn't buy me the right car.
Yeah.
It's like,
literally,
shut up.
Every episode is
You're 16, just shut up.
Every single episode is like you know, like in a movie, there's always that's just like so like terrible. It's like the climax of the film. The climax of every Super Sweet 16 is the girl not getting the Jaguar or the Mercedes Benz. Or
my favorite was my favorite one. I have watched it. Is the one where the guy's dad spent $500,000 on a party.
No.
They had Bow Wow performing.
Oh,
and then,
great.
But before the party finished, he drank too much Red Bull and had to go home. He was only at the party about 10 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
Dad, I feel real sick now.
Oh,
well. So that's a definite no to Super Sweet 16.
Yeah, none of that.
Dancing with the Stars, fancy that? Pamela Anderson's on it now.
How is that possible?
I don't know, but she is.
I mean, if...
I'm talking about 20 years down the line, Hayley. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think... Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm not very graceful. I don't know if you've ever heard of my band, but I'm not very graceful.
You can learn.
I used to dance hip-hop when I was younger.
Did you?
I loved it. And I still... I mean, Jeremy and I both... Jeremy plays bass for us. Jeremy and I both have we love hip-hop and funk music and all that stuff. And so growing up, it just was like, you know, that's what I love to do is dance and learn choreography. So I took classes. It was awesome.
Oh, good. Okay, and the one thing I also promised the fans I would ask about you touring in the UK again.
Yes. We are going to come back sometime this summer, and we're even hoping to come back another time later on in the year. So just keep your eyes and ears open for that, you know, because we'll announce it all soon, and once we get the dates sorted out, you know.
You seem to be totally cool with your fans. One more question. Have you ever been really rude to a fan just because you've been so tired and you've just had enough? I was like asking this question.
I feel so guilty if I mean, even if I just am in my mind, I'm not really there. You know, if I'm like in my head, I'm like, oh my God, this sucks. You know, I feel guilty even just for being like that. So I don't think I've never been rude on purpose. I've gone online and seen people be like, I'm an alien, she was a total jerk, and she just blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I just want to be like, what? You're crazy. I'm a pretty nice person, generally.
Yeah.
Don't get on my bad side.
I can really imagine that.
Yes.
So that hasn't happened during this interview, has it?
It almost did, like, towards the beginning when he started talking about, if I smelled other people, and I almost got really offended.
Did you? But apart from that, it went well.
Yeah, then I realized that I actually love smelling people's BO. So
okay, good, yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
Hayley, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Good luck with everything. Thank you, Hayley from Paramore. Woo! Hayley Williams, yeah.